How can the stars foretell the weather? One perfectly scientific explanation is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. Meryl Streep and Kris Kristofferson share a birthday today. About this time each year in the central Andes of South America, farmers watch the stars for clues about rainfall. Local weather lore holds that brightly shining stars foretell plentiful rain, while dim stars predict a drought, and it turns out the science agrees with them. The El Nino effect in the Pacific Ocean usually brings about periods of drought to that region. It also tends to be preceded by thin cirrus clouds high in the atmosphere. And while those clouds cannot be seen with the naked eye, they do make the stars appear visibly dimmer. It's another case of science confirming what nature watchers have known for thousands of years. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.